that the explanation is next paragraph. This one was just a question. But after the question, there is this quoting. The prophet is talking. He's talking about prophecy. Messenger is talking about the message. That what is the message? And he says, let me explain to you. The prophet is here to help the intelligent fellow. They don't need it. To help the best of us, they don't need a prophet. Prophet should attend to those people who need help to do this. This is how it goes. The prophet is not isolated. The prophet is someone who answers to the need of the neediest one. This is how it works. Suddenly, he's explaining what the judgment day is. Why? Let's go back. He was talking about what? He was talking about someone, the breath in me, who is now being explained with the help of Rumi. First of all, he's talking to the, what's it called with this one? The animal, the donkey. Donkey is the best basic one. He says, this donkey knows what to do. But there are things that this donkey knows how to do, but doesn't know why and how he knows. Because I'm teaching him. This donkey learns to grow up, knows how to change the pate royal to fat. How? He doesn't know. There is someone else. And guess what? That someone else could just turn the switch and suddenly this fellow eats but cannot digest it. It goes reverse. Do you remember the time that everything went reverse? And drinking the water will add to the thirst. Book 1, paragraph 1. After that, this handmaiden was chosen and became the boss, and you had all the fruit of that, then one day something happened. Do you remember? And everything collapsed. Why? Because the medical staff, they said, oh, bring it to us. We are the masters. We'll do it. I said, it doesn't work that way. Here is the same. He's talking about the same situation. He'll say this and that. This paragraph is talking about at least a good volume of a magazine about what is this leadership all about? From peer up to the prophet. What are these guys? What does this mean in this enrichment? Because when you want to be enriched, you add to this connection. What is this? Who is really the peer? And what's the need for that? Yes.
The righteous of my community are in sooth free from my intercessions on the day of woe. Nay, they have intercessions, and their words go like an effective decree. No burdened one shall bear another's burden. I am not burdened. God hath exalted me. O youth, the sheikh is he that is without a burden, and is like a bow in the hand, in receiving God. Who is a sheikh? An old man, that is to say, white-haired. Do thou apprehend the meaning of this hair?
Oh, thou who's you remember? We talked about it before. book one and book two both told you that, oh, I have chosen this fellow, old fellow, which is to me the young opportunity. Here he talks about the white hair. And I say, this white hair fellow is the peer for me. Did you get it? I was talking about hair. Do you remember? We talked about it. What is the hair? Hair is the path of one person. And all of it will be the totality of the hair of the beloved. So that narrow path, personal, made for you, that's the pure. So think about it. Let's divide the hair to white and black. Yes?
Do thou apprehend the meaning of this hair, O thou whose hopes are false? The black hair is his self-existence. Till not a single hair of his self-existence remains. When his self-existence has ceased, he is old, whether he be black-haired or grizzled. That black hair is the attribute of men. That hair is not the hair of the beard or the hair of the head.
Again and again, that when I'm talking about hair, this is not what I'm talking. This is not what I'm talking. I'm talking about this special stuff. To us, is a personal path that I should walk my entire life. And I call it the hair. Why? First of all, because hair is a useless, worthless stuff. It's not worth anything. The top is a blanketing stuff. But it plays a very important role, and it is the first stuff that we understand the length, the continuum somehow. But there is something more than that. Because when I say, I lost my hair, what do you think? You think that I lost one of these? Or you think I lost all of this? Which one is hair? You cannot say. All is the same. Because to us, path is one path, which is going to the head of beloved. That's why it's worth it. You take it off, it's worthless. Who cares about the hair if it is not connected? And there is a very special trick to that, which is, okay, I want to go from here to somewhere. What is the best path for me? Even a child will know. Straightforward if it could go. Right? And if it's not going straightforward, difficulties, right? But what we were talking about, the hair of a beloved, when it turns around and moves like that, beautiful! The difficulty is beautiful. That's how confusing the subject of hair is. This tender stuff. And he's playing with it always, because he knows what this is. Here, exactly, he goes to the hair and we say, let me tell you something else. There is a white hair, there is a black hair. What is the difference? He said, amazingly, the white hair is not white. White hair is a hair that lost the blackness. Therefore is white. That blackness is existence. Existence is the darkness of the hair. The same way when I'm talking about the peer is the one who doesn't have the stuff that you have before. Get rid of all of those then? So please remember, when I say the hair, I'm not talking about this or this. I'm talking about that delicate stuff, which is the path of all of us. But each has a special one. It's beautiful if it is like the waves, and it's difficult at the same time. So what? Yes?
Jesus in the cradle raises a cry, saying, without having become a youth, I am a sheikh and a peer.
Ah, again, the other stuff you think about, peer, because, yes, peer, in Persian language, exactly means old, nothing else, old. See? We say old, but this is not the age, because Jesus, at this time of the birth, could say, I'm the oldest of you. And he is. Why? Because he's carrying the oldest stuff of humanity. I'm not talking about the age that way. I'm talking about it this way. He is the oldest because old is like what? In time of Rumi, old has a different feeling. For you, old in age, first of all, is that you pulled the car out of the company, suddenly you lost $5,000 to $10,000. The price dropped because now it's second hand. That old and age for you. And you look at the physical age and all this stuff. I'm talking about something else. Think about that oldness in Jesus. What is it? The job. Being a messenger. He was a messenger. When did he start to be a messenger? To give a message to you? Poor guy was not born even. A lady, a virgin, was having a nap under a tree. And Jesus gave you the message. This is how it is. When I talk about the peer, you should see that quality, which could take any form. Could you say that a peer should be very, very tall? Is it relevant? How tall and how short the guy is? We're talking about that quality which looks old, because the quality doesn't really get old. Looks old, but it's older at the same time. Because one of the things that we talk about, the age, is the wine. Older the better. Ages, and it goes like that. So everything is confused. Remember, when we were talking about sheikh, peer, what are we talking about? Yes?
If he has been delivered from a part of the attributes of men, he is not a sheikh. He is grey, O son. When there is not on him a single black hair, which is our attribute, he is a sheikh and accepted of God.
Say again, when a fellow doesn't have even a thread, a hair thread, of the adjectives of normal human being here, then he is accepted by God. Means when you... do you remember we talked about the levels of information and what we are looking at this universe? First we'll see the existence, then dream, then imagination, and at the end, non-existence. This is what non-existence is. A fellow that in him you cannot find even a thread of normalcy and this animal behavior, then he is accepted from God to be sheikh. If